From the California Institute of Technology, this is the Lowdown on Science with Sandra Tsing Lo.
How'd you like to wear your shirt and eat it, too? Weird as it sounds, researchers from Texas A&M University and the United States Department of Agriculture have figured out how to put their cotton where your mouth is. When fibers are plucked from a cotton plant, what's left behind is a pile of seeds practically bursting with protein. Unfortunately, they're also bursting with a bitter-tasting toxic chemical called gossypol. The plant uses it as a natural defense against insects. Since the 1950s, scientists have been trying to get rid of gossypol and turn the inedible seed into a nutritious little snack. Now they've hit pay cotton. The scientists interfered with a protein made by a key gene and slowed gossypol production down to a mere trickle. The result? A much mellower seed, while the rest of the plant is still protected from pests. The same technology could be applied to other crops with toxic parts, like fava beans, to increase their utilization. The breakthrough is no small potatoes. 44 million metric tons of cottonseed are produced annually around the globe. From that, the researchers estimate, you could feed half a billion people each year. And that, my friends, could make for one serious case of cotton mouth, unless you washed it down with some cotton gin. No word yet on when that will be developed.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by Caltech in Pasadena, California, on the web at caltech.edu, and by 89.3 KPCC. Support comes from TIAA CREF, Financial Services for the Greater Good, on the web at TIAA-CREF.org.